So welcome to the next edition of our Rare Business podcast. Today with me I have Fabio Torlini from Rackspace. Hi Fabio.
Hello Adrian.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
So Fabio, for the benefit of our listeners and readers, can you tell us a bit about you and about the work that you do?
Yes, I'm a racker. I work for a company called Rackspace, and effectively we manage companies' web presences, websites, you know, the background infrastructure for SaaS companies, for web design organizations and so on. Myself, I've been with the company for 10 years, just over 10 years now. And so from a UK perspective, I was, you know, almost one of the founding guys, really. There's a handful of us in the UK office when I started. Since then, the company's grown impressively. We're about 1,000 people strong, and we turn over £200 million in the UK. So, you know, a fairly large organization and really the leader in our industry.
Fantastic. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Fabio, is that a few weeks ago, Rackspace appeared in the Sunday Times 100 Best Companies to Work For list. And actually, you went from 96 in 2012 up to sort of 7th, I think, in 2013. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah.
So first of all, congratulations on that.
Thanks.
And what I wanted to ask you is that why did you enter that competition? Or it's not a competition, rather. Why did you actually get involved in the Best Companies to Work For?
I mean, two reasons, really. We've been involved in the Best Companies for about 8 years now in total.
Mm-hmm.
And we started when we were a relatively small organization. We continue to do so because we like to, one, benchmark ourselves against other organizations.
Okay.
You know, it's very difficult to just look internally and see what you're doing and see how you can improve. To really improve and become, you know, a leader in your segment, and we have a vision as an organization to be recognized as a world-leading service company. And for us to really be that kind of organization, we have to be benchmarking ourselves externally and seeing how we compare to other organizations.
Okay.
So that's one of the key reasons. And the second key reason is also, you know, the way we differentiate ourselves in the market is by our support levels. And it's very difficult to actually make those support levels demonstrable to prospects. You know, it's fine for customers who have come to you and have actually experienced that service level, but for prospects, it's very difficult. So we do like to have, you know, awards behind us from a employee engagement perspective, from a service delivery perspective, from a technology expertise perspective, which help demonstrate our ability to deliver that high level of customer service.
Okay. I mean, it's fabulous. I mean, your reputation, while Rackspace's reputation precedes you, and you're well known for your Rackers culture, as you call it, and also a term that you've coined, fanatical support. I mean, can you tell me a little bit about sort of that? I mean, particularly because I understand in Britain alone last year that you recruited more than 150 new staff, and the business has grown by about a quarter in terms of turnover, according to some of the things I've read. I mean, how have you preserved the culture and the dedication to customer service and things?
It's always been a continual challenge, and one of our biggest worries is how we ensure we retain our culture and the attitude of our staff, you know. And the way we've done that has actually developed and changed over time. You can imagine when we were small, it was relatively easy.
Sure.
You know, people are bored, and really they learn from the people that surround them. As we've become bigger, you know, 1,000 people in the UK and about 5,000 people globally, that starts to become much more difficult. But what we've done is put a lot of things in place to ensure that people understand our culture and people understand what we need to actually deliver to our customers to ensure that we can constantly deliver that high level of fanatical support. We also measure how we're performing on a continual basis via two metrics. One, NPS, which is a Net Promoter Score.
Yeah.
The Net Promoter Score is a form of measuring your customer loyalty.
Uh-huh.
And so we always measure our customer loyalty on a quarterly basis of our customer base. And we also benchmark that across the industry average to ensure that we're performing well from a customer perspective. And then we also measure employee engagement on a continual basis as well. So again, on a quarterly basis, you know, we measure we have a survey called the Racker Pulse, which allows us to measure our levels of employee engagement. So that's what we do from an internal perspective to ensure that we're tracking to see how we're performing. But there's a ton of stuff which we actually do to almost indoctrinate new Rackers as they join the organization. One is, of course, the way we recruit people. You know, we really go out to recruit people on attitude rather than just skill levels. So when we're looking for people on a technical basis, we ensure that people are happy to talk to customers and, you know, we'll go go have the attitude to go above and beyond and do whatever is needed to deliver that high level of customer service.
Right.
And we have something called Rookie-O. So when people join, they go for a weeks-long training of really understanding our culture, understanding the company history, understanding what makes us different. And, you know, that's a really in-depth week-long session, which all of the leadership will get involved and deliver presentations. All the presentations are ranked on actually both entertainment and quality of content and so on. So, you know, we really try to get our culture across up front. We've got a whole process called Welcome Home, which, you know, starts with actually sending people out cards before they even join. Welcome to the organization, which is typically signed by the team.
Right.
Then we have Rookie-O. We've got a whole system in place where we'll track people's progress as they're joining, you know, for the first, 3 to 6 months and so on as well. So there's a lot which we do.
Do you, I've seen other sort of organizations that have used something like a buddy system as well to help with the onboarding process. Is that something that do you use or have used?
Well, part of the Welcome Home process, we have used the buddy system in the past. We don't at the moment, but we do have the whole Welcome Home process, which is, you know, somebody's manager taking somebody on board, ensuring they understand what they need to do in their role, ensuring that if they need support or help, they are married up to somebody. You know, it's not automatic, but it's available for us to do. So in terms of this whole process and system, we do put everything in place that we can do to ensure somebody gets up to speed and is able to perform well and really understand who we are as an organisation.
Excellent. And so there's a couple of things I wanted to sort of build on that. I mean, I've also seen that you've written or has been written about you that one of the things that sets you apart is the way that you also have designed your offices to help with all of that, you know, reinforcement and building of the culture and also just general employee engagement and a sense of camaraderie and community. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Because you've got some custom, you just moved into, a few years ago, I moved into some custom designed offices, is that right?
That's right. We used to be based in Stockley Park, and we've grown, we've outgrown our office, and we have two separate buildings and so on. And, you know, we were looking around and trying to find the right location for us. You know, we didn't want to go too far away from where our old offices were, but we wanted to ensure that we got all of the wrappers into one building, and we wanted to ensure that building really reflected our culture. So we've moved into a business park in Hayes, and I've got to say the floor space, business in Hayes, it's a cheaper area, and we've taken all of the money we saved from the actual building to actually invest in the facilities in the building.
Right.
So if you ever come to see us, Adrian, we have the office, you know, it's called the Home of Fanatical Support.
Right.
You'll come in, we've got a nice visitor centre, and the visitor centre, we've got our Fanatical Jacket, and so that's something else which we'll talk about shortly, but we've got the Fanatical Jacket there with the Wall of Fame of all of the Rackers that have won the Fanatical Jacket over time. We've got a series of visitor meeting rooms, which are all named after our values as an organisation.
Uh-huh.
Then in terms of the floor, the different floors within the building, because we turn this to the Home of Fanatical Support, and we want our rackers to feel relaxed and at home whilst they're in the office, you know, the first floor is actually designed around the garage team, and we've got a mini in the middle of the floor, and all the meeting rooms are named after various different car companies and so on. The next floor along is the lounge room, and it's got a, you know, great little lounge area. It's got a community kitchen, so teams can get together and actually cook themselves breakfast if they want to, or lunch and so on. The third floor is the library floor, and the top floor is the garden area. And in the garden area, we also have a hard rack cafe. So we've got a great canteen which rackers can utilise from, you know, 11 till 2 o'clock. Great food. It's got a games area, great meeting rooms, great facilities. Also next door, we've got a gym, which we provide for rackers. Again, great training facilities, which we have in place there for all of our rackers and so on as well. So, you know, we've really invested hard into the building to both reflect our cultures, our values, but also ensure that rackers can feel at home and, you know, engage rackers, content rackers, and deliver that high level of customer service.
I mean, I think that's right. I mean, it seems to me that the key thing that you said there was that almost you make them feel at home, and it almost, so it feels like a home away from home in a way.
Oh, that's right. You know, none of the directors or VPs, for example, have offices. They all sit with their teams on the floor. It's completely open plan. And everybody has a flag above their desk, which demonstrates, you know, their culture and the country they come from. And you've got people with Nerf guns, which will shoot you if you're not careful. We've got a bell on the sales floor, and they'll ring the bell each time you close a deal and so on. So, you know, you have a lot of energy within the building.
That sounds great. So, Fabio, can you tell me, I'm fascinated by this idea of fanatical support and also what you just mentioned about the fanatical support jacket. Can you tell me a little bit about what fanatical support means and what do you need to do to get the jacket?
It's very difficult to define fanatical support per se. You know, we try not to define it too hard because it really is about going above and beyond and really helping the customer out. And that customer can be either internal or external.
Uh-huh.
And the way you reinforce that is really through stories, you know,
mm-hmm.
What Rackers have done to really help a customer out. You know, some have worked all night if needed to and you know, really done above their hours just to be sure that customer gets their issue fixed. Because if a customer has downtime in our line of business, it means they're suffering, you know, either their brand reputation is suffering,
sure.
Or they're not getting the income from their website and so on. So we will go above and beyond to help customers. And so what we do is on a monthly basis, we get Rackers to nominate other Rackers for things which they've done. So, for example, when we had our open book, we had our company meeting today, there was a list of about 40 nominations from various different Rackers where they've gone above and beyond and where they've helped customers out. We have a panel of past Fanatic winners, which will review all of those nominations. You know, several Rackers will get nominated several times for different bits of life, for different bits of work they've done. And they will review all of those nominations and come out with a short list of four people. Those four people will be held out in front of the whole company. You know, we'll read out why they've been nominated, and the winner will be announced, and the winner will be put in the straitjacket in front of the whole organisation. That, of course, is the ultimate accolade within the company to win that jacket.
So the jacket is actually a straitjacket?
It is.
That's a little bit ironic, isn't it?
It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, and we are, you know, a tongue-in-cheek organisation. You know, we're a passionate company, we're a fun company. We try to reflect that in everything which we do.
I think that's great because sometimes I think particularly when I speak to sort of technology companies, it's sometimes it's very serious, and actually it's great to hear about somebody who's taking not necessarily more of taking a light-hearted but equally serious but a light-hearted approach to it, because actually it just can make makes the whole process of service and engaging with customers and also with each other just easier, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. And we've got lots of metrics internally, so we measure ourselves to ensure that we are delivering and performing well as an organisation. But we do set things like that each team a monthly fund budget, so each team can decide how to spend their fund budget just to have fun. You know, it doesn't need to be a vast amount of money. For us, it's £25 per head. You know, teams can save that up over a quarter and do whatever they want with that. They can utilise it as rewards, they can utilise it for meals, they can utilise it to go abroad if they need to. You know, my teams often actually add some of their own money and just decide to go abroad together with that fund budget. So it's nice little aspects of that make us different.
Excellent. Does that create a little bit of internal competition about who's doing the coolest things with your fund budget?
Always. Marketing typically wins, I've got to say, because they've got events people in their team and they know how to spend the money a little bit wiser and so on. But there's always competition there.
That's brilliant. So, I mean, all of that must translate, I mean, that the culture and the environment and everything must translate into huge productivity and staff retention sort of benefits. I mean, you must hold on to staff for a long time. Is that, you know, would that be right?
We do. You know, staff retention or our staff attrition, I should say, is about half the industry average. So, you know, we do quite a good job of retaining our staff.
Okay.
We are quite a young organisation. We've got a quite young workforce, though. So we do see an element of staff turnover as you know, young people, and especially young people with international background tend to move around.
Right.
You know, we've got a number of staff that move across to our US office, for example.
Okay.
Which will count as turnover. Number of staff going into our Hong Kong office and Sydney office to help populate where we're expanding. So, you know, we lose a number of staff from that perspective, but overall our turnover is very low.
Excellent. So, Fabio, I'm conscious of time, your time, that is, and what I'd like to ask you is that, so if I was an executive or an entrepreneur listening to this podcast or reading this blog post, and I was to ask you to say, what would be your top tips for managers, executives, and entrepreneurs that want to bring the best out of their teams to be able to deliver great service to their customers? I mean, what would you say would be your, say, top three sort of tips to get the best out of your teams?
Yeah, for me, I mean, it sounds very easy. But in principle, it can be quite difficult to, you know. Number one, it has to be a clarity of vision.
Right.
You know, everybody needs to understand what we're trying to achieve as an organization and know that at the top of their head. Then they also need to have clarity in terms of what their role within that vision is.
Okay.
So, you know, what am I responsible for? What do I need to do to help that company achieve that vision? And I guess really the last one is putting or enabling those employees to really deliver. So, you know, do they have the right tools? Do they have the right resources?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you take those three elements, you know, that clarity of vision, clarity of what each individual needs to do in their part to deliver that vision, and giving them the right resources and tools, then you're onto a winning formula.
Fantastic. Now, so penultimate question. What's Rackspace's and your plans for 2013 and beyond, obviously apart from world domination, that you can, you know, that you can share with us? I mean, is it just more growth?
Look, we can continue to invest in new areas. So we are investing heavily into our APAC region at the moment. We're just about to open, or we just opened a data center in Sydney. We're just about to launch our cloud service in Sydney. You know, we're looking to expand further into our Hong Kong office. We're investing more into continental Europe this year as well. So there's a lot from an international expansion perspective. Then from a product side, we launched OpenStack about 2 years ago, which was an open source project to really drive private cloud software. And that's really ramping and taking off. So investing heavily in the private cloud market as well now.
Excellent. So the final question I have for you, and this is one that I always end these interviews on, is this. Is there anything that you would like to shamelessly plug?
I don't think there's anything I'd like to shamelessly plug. You know, just obviously reinforcing the message of who we are as an organisation and, you know, how we go about doing fanatical sports. Enough for me. That's, you know, that's what we're all about as a company.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you, Fabio. And what I'll do is I'll make sure I get this all written up and edited and things. And when it's all done and published, obviously, I'll share it with you and we'll give you a big shout out and spread the good word of Rackspace.
Brilliant. Adrian, I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, eh?